What's the deal with this?
Deal? What are you saying?
Deal.
Deal?
I don't see what the big deal is, you know? It's not that great.
Good deal. You won't regret it.
What's the deal, son? What do you have going?
All right, look, here's the deal.
What do you say we're making some deal?
Commercial real estate industry is morphing into a service-based industry where the traditional notions of public and private space are now eroding. As a result, flexible workspaces will be in high demand. Research reveals that by 2030, 30% of corporate office footprints will consist of flexible space, and in 2022, there will be more than 30,000 co-working spaces. So landlords need to change their mindset and embrace flexible spaces or risk losing their best tenants to the competition. One concept that's gathering pace to address these changes and challenges is the space as a service model. Here, landlords can rent out their square footage for flexible working initiatives. Today on the show, I welcome Scott Harmon, CEO and co-founder of Swivel. From this past May, Swivel launched its site, making the entire process from finding and designing a new office space to agreeing to terms and build out simple and intuitive. I'm your host, Ryan Cox, managing partner at Founders Grove Capital, commercial real estate firm focused on multifamily value-add investments. And welcome to the Real Estate Innovators, a podcast that explores innovation in commercial real estate, technology, design, and development. Celebrate the companies and innovators who are changing the business of commercial real estate and are inspiring the future of how we work, live, and play. I asked Scott about his background and what led to the founding of Swivel.
The easiest way maybe to describe my background in a phrase is that serial entrepreneur, tech entrepreneur, a long time, you know, recovering startup guy. I've been in Austin now for almost 25 years, and this is the fifth different startup that I've been part of, you know, either founding myself or I've been part of the early team. So I fell in love with startups way back in the early 90s and was lucky enough to join a really good one. That's what brought me to Austin in the first place. And I just really love that work environment. It's really exciting. And so most of my tech startups have been in the IT and technology space. And my actual background, you know, before that in college was computer science. So my background is techie. But along the way, the thing that gave me the idea for Swivel was, you know, we rented office space all along the way. You know, I probably signed 8 or 10 different leases, you know, for my companies. And, you know, as I was, we were thinking about what we were going to do next, I had just a lot of heartburn about how leasing worked and, you know, how companies, you know, find and outfit office spaces. And so the idea came from my own experiences over the years in doing startups and leasing spaces for myself. And so that was the germ of the Swivel idea. That's where it came from.
Commercial leases can be dangerous territory for a company. Oftentimes, other than employee costs, their annual rent may be their second most expensive operating expense. Multiply that expense by several years, which is often the term of a lease, and the result is a business lease that warrants careful review and consideration. I asked Scott about his experiences negotiating leases over the years and what in that experience gave him the insight to start Swivel.
I think it's very frustrating, and I'll name just two or three things that really, you know, I found more and more frustrating every time I did it. I guess the first is the lease itself. You know, leases typically are more in favor of landlords. Landlords really like very long-term leases. That's their strong preference. And for a young company, you know, if you're venture-backed, signing a 7 or 8 year lease can be kind of crazy if you think about it. Like, how many companies really know how many employees are going to have in 7 years? But you've got to buy, you know, effectively workspace or at least, you know, office space for 5, 6, or 7 years. It's really, really kind of silly. So that's the first thing. That's just the lease itself I thought was inefficient. But then even beyond the lease, once you get into, you know, you think you just signed the lease and you're going to move in the next day. But then what you learn is, that's really just the beginning. You've really got, there's almost 6 months of, you know, hiring architects, you know, furniture and workspace designers, buying equipment, buying furniture, negotiating tenant improvements with the landlord, picking paint colors. I mean, these are things that you just don't think about when you just you know, when you're kind of naive, and you know, you can spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on these services before you've ever moved into your office. And it really takes, you know, especially small companies by surprise, took me by surprise. And I know it takes a lot of other smaller CEOs that I talk to by surprise. Now, if you're a bigger company, if you're IBM, you've got people on your team who are experts at doing all those things. But, you know, those aren't the core competencies of most small businesses. And so those are the things that I found just really frustrating when I did it myself.
With the many challenging facets of a commercial lease, I asked Scott where he started with Swivel to re-engineer the office lease experience.
I've used a process in several startups I've done that I actually learned from one of my co-founders that founded a company named Motive with me about 15 years ago named Mike Maples. And Mike is now he's a real prominent venture capitalist. As a matter of fact, he was the lead venture capitalist at Swivel. But at any rate, Mike went to school and he was an industrial engineer at university. And so industrial engineers use this process called the time and motion study. It's a way they study a process that they're going to improve. And so I learned that from him. And so we applied a time and motion study approach to the Swivel problem. So what we did was we decided we were going to basically interview and work with 20 different companies who had gone through or going through the leasing process themselves. And we built a timeline, like literally a timeline of every single person they had to talk to, document they had to sign, vendor they needed to negotiate with, meeting they needed to have, and how much they spent on what from the very beginning, from the time they started a search to the office until the time to move in. And so they're very detailed. We collected an awful lot of data. It takes a long time, and we build a big database of all this stuff. And some of the summary, you know, the averages of that, it takes on in the 20 leases that we studied with our time and motion study, takes on average 6 months from the time you start the process till the time you move in. But often the longest we saw was 9, and costs on average $400,000 in cash before you ever move in. We counted up for the number of meetings that are required. And on average, it's 30 different meetings with your real estate agent, your broker, and landlords and architects. And so I could go on, but we have collected and we just basically, you know, mapped this all out on the table. And then we said, well, where can Swivel, because we're a technology company, you know, I'm a technology person and my co-founders are technology people. And so we said, how can we use technology to collapse and to convert some of these, you know, manual, let me call them sort of old world approaches, and streamline them using technology. And that's how we did it. So we just approached it very methodically.
As Scott and his co-founder set out to understand the decisions, interactions, and processes needed to create a better end user experience for office tenants, I asked Scott where in the process Swivel starts with their clients.
I'm going to highlight two of them, Ryan. So the first area that Swivel collapses and reduces time and expense and pain for clients is in identifying the ideal the space that they want to lease. Where do I want to work? And so I call it the old world, but if you're normally just leasing an office, you know, this involves usually a tenant rep or an office broker maybe sending you 10 or 20 or 30 different PDF flyers of different buildings, and you take these tours, and it's real wasteful. You drive all over the place, and then you try and figure out what they cost and do they fit your budget, and it could take, you know, many months. And so with Swivel, you can do that all in software. You come to our website, you tell our website what part of town you want to work in, what kind of amenities you want, how much space you need. The website walks you through sort of an interview, conversational interview to do all this. And then we go search all of the available real estate in Austin and come back and say, you know, here's the 5 perfect places for you where we can set up a Swivel for you. And we can do that in less than 24 hours. And it's all happens from your desktop. So that the search process is really the first big, you know, kind of cornerstone. And then the second big cornerstone that we all collapse in software is really the design process. And so, you know, you can kind of think about fitting out an office in those two steps, where do I want to be and kind of how much can I afford to pay? And then being step one, step two is, well, now that I've kind of picked where I'm going to be, what's it going to look like? What's inside? How's it furnished? What's it look like? And so that generally, you know, you have to hire architects and designers and furniture vendors, and you have to buy technology and outfit kitchens and all sorts of things. And so Swivel, what we did was we worked with some of the country's leading architecture and architects and designers, and we collected a large number of designs from them, and we put them into our software. And we used 3D visualization software, so you can visualize all these designs that we've collected in advance in any office that you're considering and pick what you want. And then when you decide what you want, Swivel sources everything for you and gets it all set up in 4 weeks or less. And so we collapse. That's kind of the back half of the process. And so in summary, the front half is where do I want to work and what do I want to pay? And we collapse that by finding the perfect location. And the second half is getting it all set up and ready to go and designed to be the way I want, and we collapse that with our 3D visualization and design software.
Amazon's one-click button for ordering let consumers enter in their billing, shipping, and payment information just once, and then simply click a button to buy something going forward was unheard of when Amazon secured the patent in 1999, and it represented a breakthrough for the idea of hassle-free online shopping. I asked Scott about Swivel's infrastructure behind the scenes that is enabling a simple and efficient approach to office leases.
Yeah, what a great, and that's such a great analogy. And, you know, the Amazon, you know, kind of analogy where, you know, you see simple one things like one click buy and shopping carts, but behind the scenes, you know, they've taken a lot of complexity and hidden it. And so I think that we really kind of follow that kind of idea at Swivel. And so, you know, to answer your question, there's two things we do behind the scenes, you know, behind each of those pieces of the process I mentioned earlier. So as it relates to the lease itself, we have built a backend workflow to rapidly streamline the actual leasing process with landlords and leasing agents. And so that can easily take months. And typically in the normal world, you know, you basically just send back Microsoft Word documents back and forth until you're blue in the face. But you know, we built an online bid and offer tool, and we actually meet with landlords in advance, and we kind of pre-negotiate Swivel terms with them, and you know, get them comfortable that Swivel can fast track a lease. And so the term is called a Swivel fast track lease, and with our software, because we pre-negotiated so many of the elements and the other pieces are handled with our software, we can pretty much streamline that process down to a week or two, with a landlord. And so that's the first piece. The second back-end piece that we built is on around that design and fit-out part of the process. And so I mentioned what we've done is we've curated or collected and built this big design library because we hired the architects, you know, ourselves in advance. But then beyond that, what we found out is, well, when you're ready to, you know, to fit out the workspace, you have to go buy all these things. You know, we have to buy furniture, but everybody always thinks furniture, but they never think about plants or artwork or coffee makers or dry erase boards or monitors. Like, you know, people just end up having to buy all that stuff. So we actually negotiated contracts with vendors for all that. And we built a sourcing API, basically. And so everything that you see in a Swivel design, when someone says they want it, can be sourced. We source it, you know, through our software and installed in 4 weeks or less. And so, you know, instead of having to call 30 different vendors to buy all this stuff, you just click one button and Swivel takes care of everything. So those are the two big backend pieces. And it's a great question.
Although prefabrication isn't a new building method, recent advancements have renewed the spotlight on its enhanced capabilities. Many elements of prefabrication can be found in Swivel's design and process. I asked Scott to expand on that idea.
I think you're spot on here because I think prefabrication is actually the right kind of the right concept, and it's sort of the center of our design ethos. And as a matter of fact, we're just updating our website, and the headline on the new Swivel website is called Build to Order Workspaces. And to be honest with you, you know, we've looked at a lot of prefabricated kind of models, either both in commercial but also residential, and really do think, for exactly the reasons you mentioned, you know, it's much better than basically site built or kind of other traditional, you know, slower approaches, and we think you could apply it to small and mid-sized offices too. So I think that's exactly the right direction, you know, that we're trying to move the industry.
The leasing brokerage community was all ears at the news that flexible workspace giant WeWork had launched a new division, WeWork Space Services, which would provide leasing advice to small and mid-sized enterprises leaving WeWork space and moving into office space outside of its portfolio. I asked Scott how Swivel works with the brokerage community and the leasing community's response to Swivel's offering.
That's the question you have to answer if you want to become a player in the commercial real estate industry, that the tenant brokers are really right at the center of how the world works. And specifically, 85% of all small and mid-sized office transactions involve a broker. They, in other words, companies reach out, hire a broker to help them find the space where they want to go to work. And so what Swivel decided to do was to, rather than try and run all the brokers out of business, when a lot of tech companies, when they see brokers, they just sort of think, well, gosh, you know, we could just build a software platform and get rid of brokers. But, you know, we didn't think that was the right approach. A lot of those brokers have really great relationships and they add a lot of value. And so we built a partner program for brokers. And we explicitly decided that Swivel was not going to take commissions and be involved in the commissions that are paid when a lease is consummated. And that what we do is if a broker brings a partner to the software and says, hey, this person really likes this, you know, wants to use Swivel to get their space, then what we do is we make sure that when that lease transaction happens, that our partner, that broker, gets paid their commission fee, and so which I think is as it should be. So, and they even get a login ID on a Swivel website, and so they can, you know, they get their picture, and so they can, and so to brokers, it helps them provide more value and sort of new solutions to their clients, which is what a lot of brokers are looking to do. You know, is how can we get into this digital world? So our decision was not to cut out the broker, you know, and sort of completely disrupt everything. We do offer an option that if you come to the website and you don't have a broker and you don't want to use one, you can connect to a space directly through Swivel. You don't have to hire a broker, but that's your choice. In that case, we don't take the fees. The landlord just saves a couple of points, and they like that. And so that's how we've decided to handle the broker world. And in Austin, it's worked great because we now have 65 brokers signed up on our partner program that have login IDs on the Swivel website. And so it's really working very well for us.
Technology is shaking up the commercial real estate industry in profound ways. Tech innovations are increasingly transforming the way people work, get information, and how they shop. These changes and their impact on commercial real estate should not be taken lightly, and those working within the industry will likely need to adjust certain business practices to remain competitive. I asked Scott for his thoughts on how brokers will need to adjust to stay competitive.
Yeah, I'll you know, get a little over my skis here because you know, I'm not an expert, but it's a great question, and it's really an important one in the commercial real estate industry. So I'll react to a couple of things you said. You know, first, I wholly agree with you that brokers are going to need to embrace technology, you know, pretty aggressively. And I'd say that's not the case in a lot of brokerages. You know, I think a lot of brokerages are so relationship based that they just, you know, they kind of think that's kind of the beginning and the end of it. And I will say that I see a lot of younger brokers who are kind of more digital natives, you know, just seem more comfortable with using, you know, the web and tools on the web to engage their customers. And so I think that's, you know, that's kind of the first priority. And there are companies and actually, you know, complete brokerages that are building, you know, that are building around a digital strategy. One of my favorites is a company named Truss, which I'm sure you've seen and maybe you've had on your podcast, but there are examples of brokers that are leverage technology aggressively, that I think are kind of a good model, you know, for the way forward. And I guess the other, maybe my other observation or offering would be that, I think brokers definitely need to play the long game. And so what that means is that, you know, maybe when the company's smaller, you know, I help them get into a solution, you know, like Swvl or maybe even a WeWork, and maybe I don't make a lot of commissions, or maybe, you know, full commissions initially, but I'm going to make commissions as that company grows. Because that's how most successful brokers, you know, do well. And then I guess maybe the third thing, and a friend of mine who runs a brokerage firm told me this one time, which is, I think at the high end, you know, brokers can start to unbundle the way they deliver their services and offer some consulting services in addition to just commissions. And so I guess if I was going to, you know, guess in the future, I think pure commission-based brokerage needs to evolve to be commissions plus value-added consulting services. And of course, you see that in the bigger firms like, you know, JLL and CBRE. But and yes, brokerage fees make sense sometimes. But I think if a brokerage firm just wants to make all their money just on commissions forever, I think that might be a little tenuous, you know, kind of in the long run. So those are my general observation. But I don't think brokers are going away by any means. And they're a very important part of the puzzle. But definitely evolution is what needs to happen.
With 60 brokers on the platform in Austin, Texas, I asked Scott about Swvl's plans for growth.
So Swvl is really brand new, and we're trying to get the word out there. That's why, you know, your podcast like yours are such a great opportunity for us. We just launched Swvl in April of this year. So we're really a brand new concept. And the company's just about a year and a half old. So we started, I'm from Austin, and my team, my tech team that I put together, all of which came from prominent tech startups here in Austin. So we said, hey, let's build it in Austin and test it in Austin. And so right now we're only here in Austin, and we got six or seven spaces up and running, and another five or 10 that we're finishing kind of the negotiation on, and we'll have up by the end of the year. But then as you mentioned, we've got 50 to 60 brokers signed up on the partner, to use our website to be partners. And so we've really got pretty, really good traction here in town. And so what we're going to do is we're going to use that as a launching pad to go to two new cities in the next 12 months. And so we just raised some additional venture capital from a really, really great firm that I'm really excited around, named First Round Capital. It's a real prominent, you know, Silicon Valley VC who backed companies like Uber, for example. And so we're gonna go to two new cities. We haven't announced what they are, but I can mention that we're considering strongly Nashville, San Francisco, and New York, and Boston. And so those are the four cities that we're traveling to, actually all of them in the next month. And so we'll roll out in two of those cities in the next 12 months. And then by the end of 2020, we plan to be in 10 cities. So there's a lot of geographic growth. Austin is our home and our test bed. And what we're going to do is take the show on the road now. That's kind of our next phase of development.
As co-working becomes more mainstream, it garners increasing acceptance from corporate users and their landlords, along with others who finance new office projects. Office owners are using co-working as a competitive element similar to the way that on-site gyms and cafes were viewed as differentiators a decade ago. I asked Scott how landlords are receiving the Swivel offering.
I hate to just be in violent agreement with you, but I know you know this space pretty well, and so your position is, I think, pretty well informed, just to be honest with you. And we have talked, you know, in the last half an hour or so about brokers and clients, but we haven't talked about landlords. So, you know, but just a few comments maybe on that. I think the landlords, I'm going to use that term for building owners, generally, have been a little slow to adopt, you know, some of these new concepts, specifically the flex work concepts, co-working. At first, I think when WeWork and other co-working operators, of course, became direct, you know, leased the space directly, I think a lot of people were sort of suspicious, you know, of the model. And I've talked to a lot of them that didn't even think that the companies were going to last. And I think now, obviously, with WeWork's dramatic success, they're starting to come around. But still, that just involves them signing really long-term leases with co-working operators and really isn't a full embrace of the model, as you described. So I have seen a lot of owners getting to the point you mentioned, which is, okay, now it's time for us to really, as operators, you know, think about leasing up and monetizing our buildings using these new business models. And that's really a profound change, because the only business model, you know, that landlords and owners think about is really just the long-term lease. It's a long-term lease primarily with a large company that has a really stable credit rating. That is the bread and butter of the commercial real estate industry. So for all the reasons you mentioned, I've probably talked to five a week who are saying, okay, you know, we kind of get it. We're going to bring in the right operator and partner with them to be able to offer, whether it's co-working or Swivel's model, which most people think of Swivel's model as kind of an evolution of the spec suite model. But we want to offer both of those things in our properties. And to your point, to start to do some brand, you know, to get some brand recognition for doing that. And so there's not just Swivel, but there are other companies, you know, who are really aggressively out there. They're working with landlords to help them do that. We have some really exciting things in the pipeline and partnerships with really big asset owners that I've been working on that I hope to announce in the next 3 months. But I think you're right. I would go so far as to say in the next 12 months, maybe we're going to see a slew of announcements from really important asset owners that they are going to offer these additional, I'm just going to call them occupancy models in their properties for millions of square feet. And so I just think we're on the cusp of an enormous sea change. And it's been kind of slow. You know, it's the landlords have been, you know, maybe a little slow on the trigger, but it's happening. And it's really, really exciting.
I asked Scott what success looks like for Swivel in the next 12 to 18 months.
The way that we think about it is, you know, we originate and operate these spaces on behalf of companies that are between 10 and 125 employees. So that's our segment that we mean to serve. That's how we think about scaling the business. And so we stand up spaces one at a time, and we stand up those spaces for one client, for one client. None of the Swivel spaces are shared. They're always dedicated. That's what's unique about our model. And so, you know, we have targets for and goals for how many spaces we want to stand up. We want to have 10 to 15 stood up in Austin alone just by the end of this year, basically in our first 9 months. And then by the end of 2019, our goal is, and by then we'll be in three cities, is to have 50 spaces stood up. And right now we're a little above that pace, and so it could be more, but it's early, so I don't want to get, you know, too far over my skis. But in the next 4 or 5 years, we clearly plan to do hundreds of these, and the appetite from companies is enormous. And so we just want to make sure we scale and build the kind of company that can scale kind of predictably, and there's a lot of process to build on the back end. So We'll scale as fast as we can, but that it's an exciting time.
And finally, I asked Scott to make a prediction about the space in the next 5 years.
First of all, I think the majority of buildings and properties will have a mix of, I'm going to say, three different ways that you could go work in that building. Clearly, there's going to be what I call the traditional model, where you lease space on a 5 to 10 year basis, and you deal with the normal leasing folks. And I'd be shocked if that was, that's going to be easily 50% or more of buildings. And it does provide the longest, most stable, predictable income for owners. And so that's not going away. But I think what we're going to see is two new ways to lease space in a building. One of them is a swivel-like model. We're not the only ones that are doing it, but we hope we're going to be the winner. But where companies can, instead of signing the lease and going through the whole long process that we talked about earlier, they can really just execute a license agreement. They have flexible terms. They can get a custom design space, and they're just much more nimble. And so it feels, the license agreement, feels a little more like the convenience and flexibility of that co-working is offered. And so I think you're going to see 25% of the square footage in a lot of these buildings leased that way. And certainly, of course, co-working, is obviously just going to continue to grow, and will represent more and more square footage. So that's kind of one observation. The other observation is, and I'm not the first one to say this, but I think we're going to see the application of the hospitality model, what's happened in hospitality and hotels, migrating to commercial, into commercial real estate finally. And so specifically, I do think the idea where brands become important and where owners will hire operators to operate their space and monetize it, both operators and monetize it using these new models, right? Using co-working or using the swivel flex or spec suite model. And that's not very common right now in commercial real estate. Usually you hire one management firm and you hire one leasing firm, but I've met five startups in the last maybe 3 months that are really now, they are either co-working operators or flex operators. They may or may not have a brand. And I've also met, some companies that will let building owners basically just license and use their brand, to attract tenancy into their building. And so that's a pretty major shift as well. And so I do think we're going to see commercial office look a lot more brands, brand forward. And I think you'll see people make decisions on where they want to work. But, that property has, two really cool brands that I really like in that building. They're available. I'm going to go work there. And so that's a pretty big shift. That's pretty exciting to me. And I can really see it happening on the ground floor.
Great to connect with Scott Harmon, CEO and co-founder of Swivel today. Swivel fills a void between co-working and traditional office leases by providing simple and flexible lease terms, as well as providing 3D visualization tools to quickly create a custom office layout and select design elements. And that concludes our show. I'm excited to follow Swivel's approach to space as a service and their growth over the next 18 to 24 months. You can find out more about Scott and Swivel in the show notes. Please subscribe to The Real Estate Innovators and leave a review wherever you subscribe to podcasts, which helps us grow our audience. Find out more about me, Founders Grove Capital, foundersgrovecapital.com. Till next time, innovators.